What up, y'all? This is Scotty D from FagoLovers.net, and I am here with a long overdue interview with Violent J and Shaggy Two Dope. Say what's up, y'all.
What up, though, man?
What up, though? Whoop, whoop.
Hell yeah. Man, I've got a ton of questions, both coming out of my mind and that were submitted and all kinds of stuff. We got a lot to cover, so let's get this started. I think a lot of juggalos want to know about the FBI situation. You guys got some really powerful backing with the ACLU, and obviously we've been we've heard some updates about it. Has there been anything else that's come to fruition since the last update?
No, I mean, everything's still, like, sailing smooth like it has, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing big enough like that to report on right now, you know? It's just a real slow process with this whole thing, you know? Like, real slow. Real time-consuming, real money-consuming, real everything-consuming, you know what I'm saying? It's just, like, a drain everybody, but, you know what I'm saying? We ain't stopping. We're going to stick it through, you know?
Yeah, news don't happen every day, but they're always on the move over there, you know what I mean? They're always creeping up, you know? So we're just waiting with the anticipation like everybody else.
And as soon as we hear something, you know, we're gonna talk about it.
Absolutely. Sounds good. I know everybody's anxious to hear a final outcome on that. So, all right, so let's talk about Juggalo Day since that's coming up right around the corner. You guys had, I think it was Misery and Project Born on your on the Riddlebox show. Do you have any special guest openers for that show?
You know, we wanted to do the same thing, have guests from that era, mm-hmm. you know? But it would have been the same two guests again. It would have been Misery and Project Born again.
Yeah.
So we kind of just threw that out the window, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. we asked Clive to do it, and we asked, who else we got?
I don't know why my mind's drawing a blank.
We got Big Hoodoo.
Yeah, big time. And then we got the after party going on. We got all types of stuff going on for it. We're geeked about it, man, doing this Malenko show, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
It felt so good doing that, the whole Little Box record last time, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we're super geeked about doing Malenko, you know?
We got Downtown Brown playing. They're a fun-ass band. They're a good time. That's a really fun band right there, man. So, we were sitting around with Jump Steady one day in the office just trying to figure out who we wanted to ask to come play, you know? And as for the Malenko show, those are the three names we came up with, you know? There really wasn't no rhyme or reason why we picked them. We just were going through names who we wanted to invite and see if they wanted to play, and that's who we came up with, you know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. So you mentioned Class in there, and he's part of the Underground Avengers. I'm jumping around on my questions a little bit, but I know you guys have been working pretty closely with them and have them open up shows. Is there any plans from Psychopathic to possibly sign them?
As of right now, no. No, not at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've been rolling with Boondocks Tough for a while, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? So we're just like, you know, that'd probably be cool, you know what I'm saying? Seeing how, like, that's Boondocks' thing, you know, we're just like, well, let's fuck with them, you know, because it's worked so well with him, you know? So it's like, you know, none of them are our boys, you know? So we're just like, fuck it, let's do this, you know?
All right, so back to Juggalo Day. Have you guys... already thought about what's next for the for next year for Juggalo Day, like what card, when it might be? I mean, obviously it's on the 17th, but where it might be?
Not at all.
No, we don't know yet, you know.
Okay.
We're not even sure what to do. We don't know if to take it in the future and do the Jekyll Brothers album, or to go back this time and do the Ringmaster album, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're not sure what to do yet, you know. All I know is whatever we do, there's going to be a bunch of people happy, and there's going to be a bunch of people pissed off. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Yeah, we've seen a bunch of shit from Detroit Juggalos about the Malenko show. How come it ain't in Detroit? So, yeah, you can't make everybody happy.
The reason why we didn't do Detroit is because Malenko was the first record to really take off outside of Detroit for us. So we felt like we should do it somewhere else, you know what I'm saying? Like, Riddlebox pretty much only took off in Detroit back in 95, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's where everybody was buying it, with the exception of a few other markets. Like, I know you know, we had some action down in Dallas,
yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean?
Yep.
And but not much, you know what I'm saying? Other than Detroit and Dallas, that was it. So, you know, we probably could have did the... probably could have played Dallas for the Riddlebox show, but, you know, we picked Detroit because that was the biggest city. And then from Malenko, you know, we had a lot of love in Ohio, you know what I mean? And so we just picked Columbus. You know, it was the first, now Malenko was the first record to really sell outside of Michigan for us, though.
Well, let me make a suggestion, because I know you guys recorded a lot of the Ray Shangri-La in Dallas, so that would be dope to have that here. Just saying.
That's a good idea.
That's the shit. You know what? That's a definite right there.
Hell yes.
There's no way we wouldn't do the Shangri-La record in Dallas, man. The Shangri-La record is forever a part of Dallas, and Dallas is forever a part of Shangri-La. That whole era, the fucking great time we had in Dallas.
Just recording that record, you know what I'm saying, was like one of the best fucking times of my life. You know what I'm saying? Just the karma and just chilling in Dallas. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know what I'm saying? It's indescribable how good of a time we had recording that record.
Fuck yeah, man. I'll mark my calendar.
And Budget Suites for life, son.
Yeah. Budget Suites is the shit, don't doubt it. If you ever need a place to stay, Budget Suites!
Who needs all that posh five-star hotel shit, man? Keeping it real within the suite.
All right. So let's talk about touring. I know that Mighty Death Pop tour got cut short. Are you still planning on doing the second leg
of the Mighty Death Pop tour?
Yeah.
You know, actually, maybe. I don't think we'll call it that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We're going on tour, but I don't think we're going to call it the Death Pop tour anymore. I think we're just going to move on. You know what I'm saying?
But there'll be stuff from Death Pop on there, of course. You know what I'm saying?
It technically will be the second leg of the Death Pop tour. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think we're going to call it that. I think we'll probably just move on as far as what we call it. But technically, it will be the second leg of the Death Pop tour. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
You know, just like, you know, we tore up any record. You know what I'm saying? It's like pretty much just like when the record first comes out, we'll call it that tour. Then, you know what I'm saying, just theme it a different theme or whatever, even though it technically is part of that era, you know?
Well, I'll be slaughtered online if I don't ask you, are you planning on hitting Canada and Europe?
God, you know it, man. We you're gonna make me cry, brother. We were just had our foot in Canada, and then Shaggy had a little hang up. We gotta see how that plays out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That little unbeknownst bone, that little delayed bone that just hit us up yesterday. We gotta see how that plays itself out. But we just had our foot in the door in Canada. We were just about to announce something. But now we got to see what happens as far as...
But you know what, though, man? I'm going to keep it positive. Yes.
Yes, right. Keep it positive.
Well, you know, that was definitely one of my questions I had for Shaggy. It seems really convenient that came up a year and a half or whatever it's been since the incident took place. What are your thoughts on that? You think this is...
I mean, you know, I can't really comment too much on it right now, you know what I'm saying, because, you know... I've talked to my lawyer and all that, but it's just not a good thing to actually discuss details with it right now, you know. But, you know, it fucking sucks, you know what I'm saying? No, there's no worse feeling, you know what I'm saying? Just got off probation like a little while ago and all that, and now this shit's coming up, you know. It sucks, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like I did my time and all that with probation and all that shit, you know. And it's like, you know, now we're ready to get out and do shit properly, you know, and this bullshit comes along. What can you do, you know? It's horrible.
It's like, you know, we got ourselves on the right track, and all of a sudden they had to come back and get us for something fucking, you know, 13 months ago. It's bullshit, man.
Okay, so let's talk about the gathering. The new location has been announced in Kaiser, Missouri. What was the ultimate reason leading to your decision to move the gathering?
Really, it was several reasons, man. It was just time. I mean, you know, everything was cool at Cave and Rock, you know. But it was time, you know. There was some pressing reasons, you know. A lot of people, we were losing a lot of money there, you know what I mean? A lot of people, it was costing a lot of money, and a lot of people were sneaking in, and less people were coming to the gathering because of the gang thing and
just the location.
The location was so hard on everybody being way out in the middle of nowhere, no phone reception.
But that's just that's just a couple of the reasons. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, it's just time to switch the flavor up. You know, it just time for a breath of fresh air. You know, it just time for new sights, new sounds, new, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more, less seclusion, more, less More like, you know, saying this hotel's closer, this phone restricted.
Population.
You know what I'm saying? Just less occlusion of it, you know, which is cool, but you know, when you can't use your phone, if you got an emergency or whatever, it kind of sucks, you know? And if you want a hotel, you know, and you got to drive like 2 hours to a hotel, that sucks too, you know?
I mean, we had a lot of fun at Cave and Rock, but it was just time, man.
Right.
It was just time for something new, man. Everybody wanted somewhere new. We wanted somewhere new, you know, for a lot of reasons. And we just made sure that this time, for sure, we thought, I mean, we started looking right when the gathering ended. Right when the last gathering ended, we started looking, you know, because we wanted to make sure. And believe me, it is not easy. It is not easy. You can ask Jump Steady, man. It is not easy finding a gathering grounds when the fucking FBI thinks you're a gang. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
there's not too many open-minded people out there that are willing to let you run out their campground. You know what I'm saying? Put the reputation on the line and all that for something that's supposedly a gang, you know?
You know, and you had trouble paying your bills for the last gathering. Other people are like, man, fuck that, you know? And we were determined to find a new place and start to slate clean or whatever.
Yeah, it's been 7 years, you know? It turned to get like a little Groundhog Day-ish, you know? At least for me, you know, it just kind of seemed like 1 year was bleeding into the other, and you know what I'm saying? Not that it was any less fresh, but, you know, just, I'm just like, who played last year? I'm thinking like people from 3 years ago because it's the same scenery every year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we just wanted to just inhale that whole new fresh breath of air, you know?
We need that fresh new location, man. It's time. There's every reason in the world, you know? It's just time for that new era, for the new way things are now, you know what I'm saying? It's a new day. The company's different. You know what I'm saying? Everything's different. Everything's changing. It's time for a new gathering grounds, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be hopefully a really special place, man. We just got all our fingers and toes and dicks crossed, hoping everything's perfect, man. You know what I mean?
No, thanks, man. Crossing dicks.
I'm sorry. I welcome the new location, man. It doesn't hurt that it's a little bit closer for me, but I mean, you're right. It's time for a change of scenery. So So speaking of change of scenery, you mentioned at the at some of your Australian tour dates that there's going to be a gathering over there. Now, I guess judging by what happens with Shaggy's situation, is that still a big possibility?
Yeah, it's still, we don't have much trouble getting in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and even like, no matter what the outcome of my situation, that's just a matter of time anyhow, you know?
Well, we're
definitely planning that. You know, it won't be, you know, I got to tell you, what we're planning for Australia isn't going to be like the size of the American gathering, you know what I mean? It won't be that big, you know what I'm saying? It'll be an overnight concert festival thing. But it won't be the size of the gathering. It'll be like a
hatchet tax or something, perhaps. You know what I'm saying?
It'll be a much more smaller deal, you know. But it'll be awesome for what it is. You know what I mean? It'll be a great time, a great reason to get together over in Australia, and for people that are looking for a vacation, you know, come on over and check out Australia. Meet the Australian juggalos. They're fucking awesome, man. You know, and we know that shit costs money. You know, we're gonna try to keep the tickets down as much as low as we can as possible, as normal, you know? And, yeah, man, we're just planning on putting together something fun. I wish we could do an all-out, full-blown gathering over there, but it's just not possible the first time out, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Okay, so I got to ask, a few years back at the gathering, I think at a seminar, you mentioned that you wanted jugglers to get together to set some sort of world record in Detroit, and nothing was spoken of it since. Do you remember what that was? Because you were pretty vague in the seminar.
Oh man, it's still something. It just got put back on the burner, man. The back burner, you know. But I don't want to reveal it yet because it's still a card we're gonna pull out in the future, you know.
Okay.
It's 2013 was kind of a tough year for us, you know what I'm saying? A lot of things shook up, a lot of changes, and we're landed now and letting the dust settle, you know what I mean? But we still got plans and things like that for the future, man, and we still got magic cards we're trying to pull up underneath our Malenko hat, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's talk the next Joker's card. When can we expect more information on that to be revealed?
Really soon.
More soon than you probably think, you know?
Way sooner than you think, probably.
Like juggling?
Way sooner than everybody thinks, you know? It's like I told the guy from the New York Times, you know? Everybody sees where we're at, and what's going on with Psychopathic, and that's one thing, you know. But here at Psychopathic, we know, we see where we're going. Like, we see where we're headed.
And all the wheels are moving, you know what I'm saying? It's not like we're like looking at like sometime in the future. The wheels are moving on all types of shit right now, you know?
Like, you know, people say, man, you know, I hope everything's all right with Psychopathic, you know, this and that. You know, we see where we're going, and we see where we're headed, and what our plans are, and we're extremely excited over here. Mm-hmm. Like, we just wish we could share them with everybody, but we can't yet. It's a type of deal where it's got to play itself out, you know, and it's got to happen, and it happens piece by piece. But, man, we've got a lot of really dope shit on the horizon, man. I mean, really dope shit. As far as Joker card information, as far as gathering information, as far as all kinds of information, we're coming out with shit people would never expect, man. And they wouldn't expect us to say these things, but they're right around the corner. And we're really excited about it, man. We wish we could say it all, you know what I mean? But all I got to do is say, stay tuned, man. We're never going to bore anybody, you know? Mm-hmm. We got a lot of shit happening. This is 2014. It's a new year. It's a better year. And we're excited, man. We're proud. We're proud of this company. We're proud. We're thankful for the Juggalos that follow us in 2014. And the Juggalos that are still with us, we love them and we thank them. And we're damn sure going to entertain them with some bomb-ass shit, that's for sure, man.
Hell yeah. So Shaggy, do you still come up with and draw the concept of every card, or is that something that you guys do collaboratively?
I never actually like came up with it. That's what more of like a group thing. You know what I'm saying? I just make the final thing on paper. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a medium. You know what I'm saying? They'll sit there with a piece of paper and scribble shit, and it just comes, you know, what people are saying or whatnot in their head. It's kind of like that.
Don't listen to how he comes up with it. But he's just a very humble ninja, but he comes up with it.
But you guys have had that vision, and you've already got it down on paper somewhere?
No, it's not on paper just yet, but the visions are there. You know what I'm saying? It's just not on actual, it's not physically
on
paper.
I'll tell you this, we got the name of the new one. We got the name and the image and the story and everything, and it's just fucking devastation. We got the plan. We got the name, we got the planning, the fucking strategy, everything, man. All ready to go, you know?
Dude, I'm hype.
I can tell you something very seriously, brother. And that is, the Mighty Death Pop was a certain project, you know? That was four albums, you know what I'm saying? I can tell you this as far as the next project, and I'll give you this much right now. This is not a four album project. This is becoming much, much faster than people think. You know what I'm saying? It took us forever to do the Mighty Death Pop.
Yeah, the Mighty Death Pop was very exhausting for us. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about recording four full records. You know what I'm saying? It took a lot out of us, man. You know, but we're ready now. You know what I'm saying? The regeneration of the brains are back, you know?
This one's just going to be, I don't want to give it away too much, but this one's pretty much, just going to be the record, you know what I'm saying, the record itself, and that's all we're focused on is the record, you know what I mean, and it's going to be hot and fast and hard, you know, and we have a new studio we're recording at, my house out in Milford, Michigan, it's a house out in the boonies, we just constructed a studio, and it's not in the garage, it's actually a freestanding building in the front of the house, and it's a building that sits in front of the house. And it's a studio, and it's a beautiful fucking recording studio. It's brand new. We're dying to start in there. It's everything's in there. All the equipment is in there. Everything's fucking humming. All the lights are blinking. It's getting fully furnished. Everything is ready to go. We're just finishing up this other project that, once again, we can't tell you about.
Oh, man. Drop some knowledge.
But we're almost done with this project. But we're dying to get into that studio, and it's ready to go, man.
Have you thought about far enough in the future if you're going to have any producers other than Mikey Clark, or is it going to be a strictly Mikey Clark album?
You know, we're talking to Mike about that right now.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're trying to figure out what the best play is, you know. We're talking to Mike because Mike's been real busy, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, crazy busy. And we're talking to Mike, and we're going to see what Mike wants to do, you know what I mean? Does he want to sit down with us and hammer this whole thing out? or does he want to just contribute a couple? You're going to see what he wants to do. You know, there's a lot of dope-ass producers out there, too. This might be an exclusive Mikey Clark record. This might be a little bit of everybody, you know. We're not going to close out any options. But of course, we're going to talk to Mike and see what he wants to do first and foremost.
Mike's always the first one up to bat, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
He always will be.
You know, it might be a time in Mike's life where he can't sit down with us for however long it's going to take right now and do that record, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We just got to sit down and talk to Mike and see where he's at and see if he's ready to rock and roll or what's up, man.
All right, man. I've got to ask you about the first six box set. Do we have a release date yet?
Or it doesn't have a release date yet?
And to my knowledge, it hasn't. It's been pushed back and pushed back.
What the fuck? That's news to me.
I thought that shit was out. Oh, shit. I don't know what's going on.
Well, we're going to have to get back to you on that one when we get to the bottom of it.
I don't know what the fuck is up with that. We'll find out and let you know on that, Scotty, because I don't know why the fuck that. I don't know. I see the prototype sitting on Billy's desk every day, you know? I figured that thing was on its way, man.
And we saw the Fuse video that Dog Beats would be included. Do you know what other extras will be, or do we just have to wait on that?
What the extras are going to be in the box set?
Uh-huh.
Man, they haven't even told you that yet?
No, nuh-uh.
Oh, man. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want my brother being like, you shouldn't have said nothing.
Fair enough.
We better just wait on it, because I don't know if we're supposed to say anything or not.
Fair enough. And I got to ask you about because that Fuse video where you guys took us on a tour of the office, Psychopathic of the Videos Volume 2 was playing on one of the TVs. Do we have any further info on that?
The release date isn't like 100% set. It's ready to go, though. You know what I'm saying? It's in the can. It's everything is done. It's ready to go. So that's like on the verge right now. That's like should be out any time.
I'm glad you asked about that too, because that product is really dope, man. It's really dope, and I'll tell you what was holding it up was Billy was looking for a distributor. This is the truth, honest shooting with you here, brother. Billy was looking for a distributor that could get it in the stores and in the malls and everything, because Fontana, our distributor, you know, there's barely any stores that are carrying DVDs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's less and less. It's everybody's, you know, getting this shit off fucking Netflix and everything. There's more and more stores that aren't even carrying CDs or DVDs. So to put a DVD out in stores is harder and harder to do. We didn't want to just put it out in Hatchet Gear exclusively at first. We wanted to try to get it in the stores first. But it's becoming impossible, man. It's becoming harder and harder to put a DVD out in the stores, you know? And when we do, they sell like half of what the other ones did, you know, before it. And it's not because we're falling off or anything like that. DVDs are falling off. You know, less and less people are buying DVDs. They're all digitally downloading everything.
Well, I think we're the last people in the world that buy DVDs, man.
You look at the DVD section at Best Buy, it's only like a fucking lane long and that's it. You know what I mean? It used to be half the store. And now it's like fucking two rows and that's it, you know? And the stores are changing so much, and a label like Psychopathic was based on DVDs and CDs and all that. You know, we weren't like the digital media. We weren't the digital media label, you know what I mean? So we're more like physical product, you know, and physical products are drying up like crazy out there, you know, so it's like we're just trying to keep up with the fucking technology and shit, you know what I'm saying? Just to be real with you. But, you know, it's looking like basically that's going to have to come out on Hatchet Gear. But when it does, it's a bomb-ass product, man. It's got a couple videos on there nobody's ever saw. It's got the video for Forever. It's got the fucking Krayshawn song video. It's got some really cool shit on it, man, that nobody's ever saw. And we're even going to put the latest videos that we finished, the new Boondocks video and the latest Hoodoo video. We're going to hurry up and put those on there, too, before we drop it, you know?
Nice, okay.
This is a solid product, man. Really good product.
Okay, so Jumpsteady, I know in particular, said something about you always wanting to keep the artist roster small at Psychopathic. That being said, are there any upcoming signings for Psychopathic that you have on the horizon, even if you can't tell us who they might be?
No, not for right now. Right now, our concentration is to give love to everything that we got. You know what I'm saying? And you know, in the future, nothing's out of question. But as for right now, we're concentrating on the guns we got, and we want to give everybody the proper love they deserve.
Man, before we can take on any more projects, we're concentrating on surviving, man. You know, like staying afloat, man, with the bands we got, with the groups we got, man. It's like we just said, you know, the fucking industry is forever changing so fast, man, so quick, you know, and we're trying to fucking hang with it, man. We're trying to keep up with the times, you know, and we're trying to make sure our bands are straight, you know, but you know, you never say never. Of course, we're always keeping our eyes open. If anything springs out at us or catches our eye, we're going to jump all over it. You know what I mean?
We're always the type of motherfuckers, too, that are like, yeah, we're going to chill out. We ain't fucking with nobody right now. But then someone will come along. You're like, damn, we got to fuck with Tay, you know?
People always want to know, why don't we sign, you know, why don't we go after groups like Kid Crusher? Why don't we go after groups like Underground Avengers? Why don't we go after, you know, why don't we sign those groups? It's because there's really nothing Psychopathic can do for those groups that they haven't already done for themselves, you know? They already make their own videos. They already are known all over the underground. You know, I mean, there's really nothing we can do for them that like other people, I mean, that they can't do for themselves. A band can easily exist in today's world just by being creative on YouTube and creative on the internet and creative with, you know, everything from, you know, keeping your motherfucking Instagrams up and everything like that and your Facebook and everything and staying all over that shit. That's really all there is to it for a band to survive nowadays, you know. So we can't really take, say, a Kid Crusher, and it's not like we're going to be able to get them radio play or something. You know, we don't know how to get no fucking radio play. We don't have no connections in radio. So there's really nothing we can do for them other than slap our fucking label on them and you know.
Then they're just taking what money they have and splitting it with us.
Right.
Know?
And then all of a sudden we're sharing
for them too.
We're sharing their money, you know, and that ain't fair. You know what I mean? So there's really, you know, so many bands can make it on the underground and be known all through the underground. And then, you know, some of them want to sign with us, and we say, well, what can we do for you that you haven't done for yourself already? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but having Psychopathic seal of approval on it is, I think, good for both parties, don't you think?
Yeah, but who wants to be in a band if you can't, like, if you can't finance your own band, you know? And then if you're on a label, being a band where you're already making money and then having to, like, split your money with another company, that doesn't make much sense for that band, you know? And like Jay said, it's not fair to that band. All of a sudden, now you're not making as much money. You know what I'm saying?
It just doesn't really, it's not necessarily the truth the way people might think it is, you know? Just having a Hatchet Man stamp doesn't make something sell like they think it would, you know? A lot of the stuff we've released in the last year hasn't really done too well, you know what I'm saying? And it's, you know, it's Psychopathic or not, you know? I mean, that's not, I'm not revealing a big secret. Anybody can pull up SoundScan and see what our artists have sold and what they haven't, you know? CDs themselves don't sell anymore, you know what I'm saying? It's about digital downloads. It's about singles. You know, if you're fucking Miley Cyrus, you're not even concerned about an album no more. It's just your hottest single now. It's a singles market now. It's just, things are just crazy. Really, you know, it's not like it was in the 90s when we could sign a bunch of groups and we knew how to take them down the path and hook them up and make them real successful. Today's world is different, man. It's the path is different. The road is different, you know. That's why I say we can't guarantee anything except for the survival of ICP. And that we can guarantee one thing, Insane Clown Posse will never die. That's what we can guarantee. That's what we can promise. Everything else, man, we can't make no promises no more, man. We really can't, you know, and I don't want to let nobody down or sound negative. Shit, that's positive, you know. I'm glad that ICP will be here forever. This motherfucker right here, Shaggy Two-Dog, this is my dog, man. And we're going to ride this bitch out for life, man. For L-I-F-E, forever, man. Me and him, Jump Steady, Billy Bill, we're going to fucking ride this bitch. And you know, we can't survive, we can't sign everybody that wants to be down, you know, but we can damn sure do some shows with them and rock the gathering with them and do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You feeling what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Take everybody under our wing, man. It's just, we're losing money over here, man. It's too expensive, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I know you've already got some other projects in the works, like the Boondocks album, a Hoodoo LP. I think the Axe Murder Boys still. Are there any updates on those albums?
Yeah, we got Axe Murder Boys coming up. We just did a track with them last week. Mm-hmm. Boondocks just finished shooting his video and a couple of promotional things. His new album is fucking stupid, ridiculous.
Phenomenal, man.
That's what I heard, man.
It's fucking sick with it, you know what I mean?
He just came with some fire, like he's ready to take the world over, man.
I think that project my brother Jump Steady put out, that spoken word CD called The Road, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people didn't understand what that was and how cool that thing really is, man. It's for really nights. It's for nights when you're super bored and you're sitting there, you got nothing to do. Pop that shit on. It's some excellent storytelling. I think that's a really cool, innovative product that Psychopathic put out, that nobody else has put anything else out like that. I'm real proud of that product, you know, and I think people need to go back and look into that because it's really dope, man. So, you know, I'm into releasing things like that. Like, that's what I look at, too. Like, I want to release really rare and special type of items like that Jump Steady EP right there. And I want to release things like, you know, Wizard of the Hood EP, you know, and I want to do groups. I want to do a group. Like, I want to have me and Shaggy hook up with three or four other dudes and do a group and put an album out like that. And I want to do new stuff we've never done before, you know. That's the kind of stuff I see us doing in the future, you know. Like, I know we're in Lotus and I know we're in Riders and all that, and we're always going to be in those groups. But why does that mean that's all we can do? We can be in some new groups, you know what I'm saying? I want to hook up with some of these bomb-ass rappers out there and do an album with them, you know, and just keep bringing that new flavor, man. Just keep doing new shit that people can collect, you know what I mean?
Well, speaking of Lotus, at the last gathering, you guys mentioned even on stage that that there's a real possibility of a new Lotus album, and I know, you know, with everything with Twisted that transpired, that wasn't looking very good, but what can you tell us as far as that goes?
Well, it may be sooner than everybody can expect. It may be right around the corner. It may take a year now, you know, a year from now, you know. It just, man, like I say, we bring the unexpected, man, and that I guarantee you.
Wow, that's pretty fucking big news. All right, so what are the chances of another Big Money movie?
Man, you keep knocking on all our doors, man. We may have to turn around and tell you about that one tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? We got things going on, man, you know? Wow. We got things right around the corner. Some things may take a year, some things may take 2 years, but no, nothing's out of the stratosphere, man. The world of ICP is very much alive and very active. And all channels that ICP is involved in, it's very active and very much happening, man.
Like, everything you're asking us right now is basically shit that we talk about how to make happen every day. You know what I'm saying?
That's the shit. I know a lot of people are going to be excited to hear that. All right, so we heard exclusively from Jump Steady about how Psychopathic as a whole and how he felt about when Twisted left the label, and I don't want to bring it up any negative or anything, but I wanted to see what your feelings were on how that happened, and you know, what you think about the future for them.
Well, I think the future is fine. Yeah. You know, like I said, there's nothing else we could do for Twisted.
The future looks bright, man. Just as bright as it did when they were here. You know,
why should they stay here and share the money they're making? You know, they got children, they got families. They can go do exactly what we were doing for them on their own. You know what I mean? And I think they made a move that way. You know, it wasn't no move of dissing or hatred or, you know, anything disrespectful. They just stepped out on their own. Like, you know, they were under the umbrella of Psychopathic, which is under the umbrella of ICP, you know. Maybe they just said, man, let us be our own total free entity now, you know, from top to bottom. I don't blame them at all. I think that's just naturally how great that they are as artists, you know, and as entrepreneurs. They're going to do their thing, man. They're gonna keep growing. And that was a natural step in the progression of the Mighty Twisted, man. Honestly, you know what I'm saying?
Did that come as a shock to you guys, or was it something that you
kind of... Yeah, man, it was a shock. You know, it blew our wigs back. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, what the fuck? But, I mean, if you look at it, like, you know, if you look down at it, it's like, how could we be mad about it? You know what I'm saying? We were mad. You know what I'm saying? We never will be mad. There you go. Good way to put it. We are shocked and sad, you know what I'm saying? But good for them, you know what I'm saying? Let them do their thing, you know? We've been riding together for years, you know what I'm saying? Would it be awesome to still be riding together on Psychopathic? Yeah, of course it would. But they got their shit they got to do too, you know? And we have to respect that.
Absolutely.
You know, we were sad, you know? We were sad and we were upset for, you know, it was the end of like the family era on Psychopathic, you know. When Twisted left, Blaze left, you know, we announced Blaze left and then there was some hold up there because Blaze hadn't decided what he wanted to do. But we knew that when Twisted left, Blaze was leaving, you know, and sure enough, he left and it left us reeling because for 15 years that was what we yelled, Juggalo family, you know. In everything we did, it was the whole Hatchet family, you know. We just went on tour in different versions of the Hatchet family, you know what I'm saying? And we toured with Twisted 100 times, you know what I mean? And it was all we did. That was the card we played. Juggalo family, you know, every gathering, everything we did. And so all of a sudden, that era kind of ended where it's like they're out on their own now. And, you know, and we just had to look at each other. And the whole situation just made us even closer. Mm-hmm. Because we know that, you know, Twisted, it's like they grew up. They, you know, they're fully grown men. And they're out, and they're doing what's best for them, and it makes perfect sense for them. But, you know, what makes perfect sense for us is to stay together. You know, me and Shaggy, Billy, Joe Steady, you know, is for us to stay together for life, man. Like, you know, that's all I can say. People say, what happened? How, you know, I say, I don't know what happened. I don't know exactly what happened. I just know that ICP will always be here, you know, like that's the only thing I can guarantee people, because I would have never guessed that they would leave, you know what I'm saying? It makes perfect sense why they left, and now I totally understand it, and I get it, and I wish them nothing but the best in the future, but I never would have saw it coming, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And they said the same thing whenever I spoke with them at Fright Fest in October, and they said, you know, there's no us versus them. It's all still family. It's just, you know, two different companies now. So
right, no doubt.
It's all still family 100%. It's just it's business. It was a business move, you know, and it has to happen, you know. But, man, those are our brothers, you know, and that's just the way it's going to stay. And I don't know if some people want to hear that. Some people might want to make things up and say, you know, oh, no, they're beefing or whatever.
Right,
and
they just, no beef,
that's
man.
A sad joke, man, because those are our brothers, man. And there ain't never going to be no beef with us, you know what I'm saying? Never in a million years, man.
All right, let's jump topics. There's been some speculation on when Psychopathic Radio is going to make its return, but there's been no final release date. And I know you said I've been touching on a lot of
it. We're actually in the Psychopathic Records Radio room right now doing it, and it's fully up and ready to go. We're just, we got to tweak a few technicalities in it and whatnot.
We're,
you know,
sitting as we speak in the radio room with, I'm looking at 9 microphones,
like 5, 6, 7, 8 cameras, a whole computer set up with a board.
This is the new room. It's going to be devastating. That we have a new show. I don't know if my brother released the information, but we have a show that's a main show. There's going to be a main show on Psychopathic. hosted by my brother and the Rude Boy and a couple others, and it's gonna be on every week, and they're gonna have special guests, and it's gonna be like a news show and a talk show and everything, and it's gonna be great. And I don't know if they're waiting for a fucking ordered plug or what the fuck, but it's right around the corner, man. We're sitting here in the room right now, you know, and it's looking devastating. It's gonna be really great. And last I heard, they were waiting to get a program for one last laptop, and then they were going to do a test show, and then they were going to announce that they're back on. That was the last I heard, and that was like a half a week ago. So.
Okay. Let me ask you about Juggalos. One of our webmasters asked, what is it like for you guys to do what so many people do and basically change the world with your fan base? How do you feel about what you've created?
It's crazy, man. It's surreal. You know, it's like, you know, and even though, you know, it's funny because, like, we get asked not that exact question, but we get asked, like, you know, well, how was it like forming the Juggalo Nation and all that? And it's like, we were just a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like we would say, we didn't actually even coin the term Juggalo, you know? We used to say a lot of stuff similar, and it just kind of, everything just kind of formed organically, you know what I'm saying? And but, like, to be smack dead in the middle of it, you know, it's great, man. It's a surreal feeling, you know? And it's something that every day we don't take for granted. Does that make sense? Okay. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, so many times you just got to step back and just look at the situation and be like, holy fuck, man, it's crazy, you know?
You guys know me, man. I cry over the shit, man. I have to take medicine. It overwhelms me every single night. At the end of my day, I can't stop. I gotta take medicine to fucking put me down. You know, I can't stop. My wheels are turning, my engine's going, I'm thinking about everything. I'm thinking about sick Juggalos that are writing letters, you know, parents that are writing letters saying that their son or daughter's a Juggalo and he's terminally ill and shit, and I'm thinking, how the fuck, what can we do, you know, and Juggalos are sending in stories of their problems, and I feel so connected to every Juggalo, especially today, you know, because there was a time where more people were so-called down with us than are today, you know? And so I look at the Juggalos that are here today as extra special, beautiful Juggalos, man, and they mean everything to us, man. And I think about the shit, I get overwhelmed, man. I gotta see a doctor for the shit, man. Like, I don't think we created the Juggalos. The Juggalos created us, man. We were just a band. We weren't anything extra exciting until the Juggalos came and made our story legendary. That's because the Juggalos are what's legendary about us. The Juggalos are what the story is. You know, you take away the Juggalos, we're almost embarrassing. Take away the story of the Juggalos, man. The Juggalos are what make everything about us so interesting and insane and viable. And cool, because we're cool because the Juggalos are listening to us, man. If the Juggalos weren't listening to us, we're not cool, man. You know what I'm saying? If the Juggalos weren't there to feel the way they do about us, that's what makes us what we are. That's what makes us so great, man. Legendary and fucking iconic. It's because of the Juggalos, man. We're just reflecting off the Juggalos. The Juggalos are what's amazing, man. And it's sad when some Juggalos don't realize that, man. They don't realize how amazing they are and how historical this whole thing is, us fighting the FBI and all that. That's because there's never been anything like Juggalos in the world. The FBI didn't even know how to classify these people, so they call them a gang. That's because they've never had a group of people that are so close to each other, so bonded, so down with each other, you know. It freaked the FBI out. You know, they didn't even know how to fucking deal with that shit. So it said, oh, it must be a street gang, you know. It's not a street gang. It's just some real, genuine magic, man. It's some dark carnival shit that nobody knows how to predict or explain. So they just label it a gang. They label it all kinds of shit. They fucking label it the worst shit in the world, the worst kind of music in the world, because they're so freaked out about it, they don't know how to fucking deal with it, man. And anyway, I think like I'm talking right now, and I get all wound up like I am right now, you know what I'm saying?
Well, Matt, you mentioned being contacted by Juggalos and their family about, you know, people who are down on their luck or terminally ill, and you guys just announced that you're going to do the Aaron Spencer Memorial Concert for a fundraiser. What was it about his story that gave you, you know, made you feel like you wanted to reach out to his family in particular?
Man, he was just one of us, man, and he was one of us, man, and he's right over in Ohio, man, and his boys, they contacted my brother through you guys.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? He was just one of us, man. And he was right in Ohio. We went and saw him. And you just realize how close you are to everybody, man. You know, it's not something you just pretend it's not there. That's very much happening. It's very much real. And what everybody really needs to do is get one of those shirts at that concert, because that's going to be the ultimate collectible. That shirt, on the back of the shirt, it's going to say, the Aaron Spencer benefit show. I was there because I care. That's what it's going to say on the shirt.
And we're plugging the fuck out of it because the money's going to his family.
All the money goes right to his family. So if you buy that shirt and you spend 15 bucks, that's 15 bucks straight to his mom. You know what I'm saying? And everybody rocking that shirt, that's the real Juggalos, man. Get your hands on one of those shirts, man, and rock that shit to the gathering. Rock that shit through the mall. That lets everybody know, man, that, you know what I'm saying, you did a beautiful, wonderful thing, man. So them shirts, that's all the merchandise we're selling is that one shirt. And we want everybody to get one, man, and let everybody else know you want one of those shirts. Whether you have to eBay it or however you can find it, you want one of them fucking shirts, man, because them shirts are going to be the real deal collectible as far as I'm concerned.
Dude, that's dope. That is super sweet. Super cool of you guys to do that. So, I know that he wasn't expecting it, especially, you know, Philip is his homie, and he's the one that contacted me through it, and he was so great, you know, grateful that this is all happening. So props to you guys and Jump Steady for doing all this.
Yeah, we got some other Juggalos coming to that show that have got problems. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody we're gonna bring out and make known to the public until one at a time, you know what I'm saying? So that we can fully concentrate on what we're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
I think so.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We don't want to put up a page of all the Juggalos that need our help. Instead, we want to tackle one at a time and really try to help them. You know what I'm saying?
Right, gotcha. Okay, Jay, I got to ask, what's the status of your book? You've talked about it for years, a follow-up for Behind the Paint. Has that been something that you've been steadily working on, or is that something that's been put on the back burner?
I don't know. I'm working on it. I'm writing in it. You know, we had some meetings, and we discussed everything that's happened, and I go through it all and decide what I want to write about and tell about, you know. But here's the thing. Every time I feel like I can close in on it, man, there's so much happening that realizes I feel like I'm so far from the ending of that book, though.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know where to end it. There's so much going on, you know? Like, there's so much going on in our life, in our story, that it seems like we're nowhere near the ending. Like, I'm gonna have to end the book, like, to be continued. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, similar to Behind the Paint.
Yeah, because really, there's no way to, like, end it, you know, like maybe end it. I don't know where to end it, man. And I'm not saying I'm at the end of the book, because I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm probably about halfway through it. But just getting to that second half, you know, I don't know where to end it or how to end it, because I don't want to make it too long either. I want it to be about the same length as the first book. But, you know, there's just so much going on and so much craziness, you know what I mean? So much shit that for some reason we're going to reveal in the book, but we're not going to reveal in person out here, You know, but there's so much that will be revealed in that book. I don't know why that works, by the way, either. I don't know why so much shit we're like, save it for the book. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can tell you guys about so much stuff, so much trouble we've had, problems we've gone through, and things like that. But we're like, so I'll just put it in the book, you know? I don't know why that works like that. But for some reason, the book is the tell-all of the mighty truth of everything. And so much other stuff we just keep under our hat until the book reveals it all. So.
Damn. Well, Shaggy, I know a lot of people have asked you over the years about a book. Do you think that you've got one in you, or do you think it'll be just more of a collaborative effort with Jay on this upcoming book?
I mean, as for now, it'll just be a collaborative effort anyhow, because my book would be the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe when I'm an old man or something, I'll write some memoirs or something. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, there's nothing I could write that's not already up in that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, sure.
Book really, even though it's written by me, this book really dives into Shaggy's story, you know, a lot more than the first book did. This book goes into things that me and Shaggy have gone through and things, and it covers them in depthly, you know what I'm saying?
Cool.
And so this book goes into both of our personal lives a lot more than the first book, you know. I gotta tell everybody though, man, it's not like the first book, you know, the first book. And I don't want to sound depressing or anything, but the first book was a different time, you know what I'm saying? We were younger, we were out running around banging dead in holes, you know what I'm saying? You know, wilding out and everything, and this is a different time of our life, you know what I'm saying? We're faced with adult trouble and adult problems and shit. So some of it's tackling issues and tackling problems and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, you know, this behind the scenes, behind the paint, you know what I mean? 100%, it's still funny, I think, I hope. But it's just, you know, we're at a different place in life than we were when the first book was written, you know what I'm saying?
You guys are juggling a hell of a lot of projects right now, sounds like.
Well, yeah, you know, that's why everything's taking so long, you know what I'm saying? Because you're juggling, you're carrying all this shit with you, you know what I'm saying?
So, I know that that we hear from like Violent JJ and Ruby, primarily JJ. Do you think that he's got any aspirations to get into like the rap scene or even musical aspirations?
JJ?
Yeah.
I asked him, does he want to? And he said maybe when he's 10, you know. He's 9, and he said maybe when he's 10. And when I asked him when he was 8, he said maybe when he's 9. And, you know, and the other thing was, like, we were at Big Ballers, and he was supposed to come out and wrestle, but he got real embarrassed. He didn't want to come out and wrestle all of a sudden, so I don't know, you know. I'll never make him do anything he doesn't want to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But he may be starting to get shy all of a sudden. I don't know what's going on with that, you know.
Well, Shaggy, you've got older kids. Cyrus and Isaac are, what, like 18 now, right?
Something like, yeah, they'll be 18 this year.
Wow. So do they have, what do they think of ICP as a whole, and do they have any musical aspirations, or are they just kind of doing their own thing?
They're just doing their own thing, you know what I'm saying? There's like, you know, they just enjoy their privacy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just like with this whole shit with me right now, like in the news and stuff, you know, I kind of feel bad because it puts them on the spot and shit, you know what I'm saying? And they're just really private guys, you know, and they just like doing what they do, you know, which I guess is playing video games and marinating with their friends, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you know, they're just not spotlight type of guys, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're just like doing their own thing and just moving and doing what they do without being bugged, you know?
Right.
And I respect that out of them, you know what I'm saying? If they came to me and were like, you know, put us on, we want to do some shit, you know, I'd be more than happy. I'd be ecstatic about it. But at the same time, I'm happy with the decisions they make just to do what they do, you know what I'm saying?
So, I got to congratulate both of you because you guys were both recently married. So, congratulations on that.
Thanks, man.
How has that changed your day to day life at all, or is it just, you know, you were already in long term relationships and, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the marriage wasn't just like a overnight thing, you know.
Yeah,
what I'm saying?
Sure.
So yeah, you know, it's cool, you know what I'm saying? It's awesome, but you know, yeah, it's like, you know, we're like kind of like doing the same shit, you know. It's not like we're out wilding out like a couple of years ago or something, you know what I'm saying?
breaking the heart.
So, you know, feels everywhere. Good though, man.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So let's talk about music today. What do you guys think about Eminem mentioning you guys positively on the on his new LP?
Fucking dope, man. Yeah, what an honor, man.
And it's like, you know, we still get that so much from, like, so many different angles. It's like, what's up with the Eminem beep? It's like, God, that was in 1999, you know what I'm saying? And was it for real when it was out there? Yeah, it was for real. You know, but people grow up, you know what I'm saying? The wounds heal, you see what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, you might have beef with somebody when you're in high school. Once you're a grown-ass man, it's like, what were we beefing over, you know? And it's like, you know, it is what it was, what it was, you know, and now something's just totally different. Ain't no beef there, you know.
I think it's fucking dope he gave us those shout outs, man. That really says something to me. I don't know what that means. I don't know how much, you know, are we on his mind or what, but that just really, really blew my mind, I'll tell you that much, man.
ICP Eminem collab in the future, possibly?
I'd do it.
That'd be totally up to him.
Yeah. Right.
That ball's in his court. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. All right, so how do you guys feel about, like, hip-hop today?
Man, it's hurting, man. it definitely hurting. It's like, come on, man. You got, like, all these, like, rappers that, like, keep it real or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just doing songs with, like, these teeny bopper fucking retards. You know what I'm saying? It's just like... It's just like, man, I know everybody's like, oh, music's not like what it was in my heyday, but seriously, I've been a rap head my whole life, you know what I'm saying? And just, I mean, there's still some good stuff out there, don't get me wrong, you know, but it's just like, you know, just the line of, like, keeping it real and just being rap, you know what I'm saying? They're gone, you know, and that hurts to see, you know, it really does, you know, when you got, like, all these people doing songs with these Disney people and shit like that, you know? You got, like, Juicy J with, like, Katy Perry. And I understand they're just getting their money and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? But, like, still, at the same token, it's painful to see, you know? At least for me, it is.
The fans don't have no rules no more, man. You know what I'm saying? The people don't have no rules. Like, it used to be you weren't allowed to do things like that. You had to keep your credibility up, man. You couldn't do a song or a tour with no artists like that, you know? You had to keep it in... You know, if you were a gangster rapper, you had to affiliate with only gangster rappers, you know, and now it's like there's no lines drawn in the sand. Everybody's just Lady Gaga and Juicy J, you know. It's like, what? You know what I'm saying? What happened to Juicy J? I figured Juicy J would have been fucking, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just crazy now, man. It's like everybody's... You know, everybody just works with other artists for the money, and they don't care if everybody knows it, you know?
And the whole thing now, it's like rap is considered pop. You know what I'm saying? It was never that back in the day, but rap is now pop, and pop artists work together. What can you do, you know?
True.
So it's like you can't even consider, like, I mean, rap is so involved in pop, it's like, you know, just sub genres of rap are considered real rap now. Just like, you know what I'm saying, rock is mainstream, so you got your sub genres of rock that are considered, like, real shit to certain heads, you know, rock heads, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And rap is just so mainstream and so pop now that it's just jumbled in with every other kind of pop music, you know?
Right. Well, say, so I know we're closing in on an hour, and believe it or not, so I'm gonna ask you a few more questions, and we'll wrap things up. I want to talk ICP Theater, though. Do you guys have any say on what videos are chosen for ICP Theater?
No, they just throw them at us. But if it's style enough and we feel like we can't do nothing with it, we'd just be like, we ain't doing that one, you know?
So, you know, it can be frustrating sometimes with ICP Theater because, you know, they edit a lot of our funniest shit out, man.
Well,
like when we do some really funny things and then when we see the episode, they left it out, you know? And that sucks, man, because...
You know, to some extent, it's understandable because it got to all get whittled down to a half hour, but, like, you know, if we were editing it, it'd be a lot different.
It'd be a much funnier show if they let us do the editing. Believe me, brother.
Then again, they might not be able to air it if we edited it.
They leave out some of our funniest shit, man.
Well, I think Juggalos Everywhere are really enjoying it, and non-Juggalos too. I mean, I've had people come up to me at work saying, "Dude, those guys are fucking hilarious." So, you know, that's pretty cool to see that you guys kind of getting your shine.
You know, me and J-Webb were talking about this morning, you know, it's always been an ICP thing to be funny, you know, from going way back to Stranglemania, you know, You know, people say, I never thought, you know, I've heard people say, you know, I've heard, like, the one guy that wrote that book about us following us and Fish fans, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't remember what the book name was called, but I do remember the book.
I saw him make a comment where he said something, you know, something, use some word, the something blank about seeing two middle-aged men in clown makeup make fun of pop videos, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, man, ICP's been cracking jokes in one way or another from day one, man. You know what I'm saying? ICP theater ain't nothing new. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing Stranglemania and...
Yeah, skits on our record from Carnival Carnage. You
yeah,
know what
skits on our record, little skits and shit. We've been cracking jokes from day fucking one, man. That's nothing new for ICP, man.
Well, you mentioned a lot of there being a lot of good bonus material on ICP Theater that's hit the cutting room floor. Is there any plan on putting out like a DVD or Blu-ray with bonus footage, or is that kind of up to Fuse?
No, I hope so, but you know the thing. I think the issue is getting the rights to those videos. I'm not saying they can't.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the issue, though. Or we'd have already had a fucking DVD out if anybody will carry the DVD.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, at least for Hatchet Gear, we'd like to put a DVD out, you know, and sell it on tour and shit, you know. But one way or another, listen, brother, we will release a DVD of the shows, even if we have to do it bootleg style here at Psychopathic and sell it only on Hatchet Gear. I promise you, we will be coming out with that DVD one way or another.
Yes, that's what's up. I know I'm looking forward to that. All right, so last question about ICP Theater. How do you feel that KG is doing as a new ninja on ICP Theater?
It's awesome, man. He fits like a glove. It's great working with him. He's just so spontaneous and fresh, you know?
He's funny, man. He said fucking Nicki Minaj. He said Lil' Kim looked like Nicki Minaj through a funhouse mirror, man. That's the joke of the season, I'm telling you, man. That's the funniest shit of the whole season, man.
It seems like they scaled back a lot of what he says, though, too. Is that the case?
But they can only air so much. Sure. Because if you're too insulting about some of these people, you know what I'm saying? It's like they support these people as well. They can't just, you know, have a half hour of us just whipping into people too hard. Because we do, you know what I'm saying? They just edit out, you know, they just edit a lot of the shit out.
Is
another thing, we have fun kind of ripping into the guests a lot. They don't ever air any of that, man. You know, not everybody do we rip into, but we fuck with the guests a lot, you know. We let them know before we go, we say, hey, we're going to fuck with you a little bit out there. They're like, bring it on, you know what I mean?
I mean, a lot of those interviews, seriously, last like a half hour, 45 minutes, you know what I'm saying?
And then when they edit it down, it's like 30 seconds.
That sucks, man. So is Hammer going to bust out with like a 10-minute dialogue on one of these episodes or what?
I don't know, but we're going to bust out with a Hammer shirt soon, I know that, with just his big fucking face on the front, man, you know what I'm saying? And on the back of the shirt, it's just going to say Hammer Time, ICP Theater. How dope would that be?
Hell yes. I'd sport it in a heartbeat.
All fuck, right. Man, his big, pretty face.
All right, so I'm going to ask you one final question, but before I do, I want to just thank you on behalf of all Juggalos for standing up for us on the whole FBI gang, you know, the gang lawsuit, you know, just standing up for us and making sure that this doesn't hold long term. Because
hey, man, it's our fucking duty. It's our duty. You know what I'm saying?
Right, man. Shit. We live and breathe and die for Juggalos, man. It's fucking, the least we can do is defend them, man. Shit. That's what we live to do, man. There's no way we're going to sit down and take that shit.
No doubt. So what do you guys, what do you want ICP to be remembered for most?
Fuck, man. You just asked the heaviest question.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wanted to end with it.
Just the legacy of the Juggalos, man.
Yeah, man, the Juggalos. I honestly, when I remember for the Juggalos, man, shit.
Man, when we're dead and gone, I hope Juggalos as a whole are still going. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know how many bands out there wish they had Juggalos, man? You know what I'm saying? They wish to God they had Juggalos, man. You know? It makes us forever. It makes us timeless. Because as long as Juggalos are paying attention, we're straight. You know what I mean? We got our audience. You know how many other bands got to worry about shit, man? Worry about whether their audience is paying attention to them or not? As long as we got Juggalos, we're always in business, man. We fucking love the Juggalos. They keep a shine on us. And what, that's what makes us fucking anything, man. That's what makes us everything is the Juggalos. I want to be remembered for the Juggalos, man. For inspiring Juggalos. For being the musical soundtrack in the lives of Juggalos. That's what I want to be remembered for.
That's dope. That's what's up. Well, guys, I really, really appreciate the more than an hour of your time. It was super dope. Way overdue, but I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks to you guys and Jay Webb for making this happen. Is there anything you want to finish off with?
Man, we love you, man. We love you guys, man. For real. We love you guys, man, and we got a lot coming around the corner, man. We got a lot of surprises. You know, we ain't going nowhere. We got plenty of time. There's no rush. We're going to keep dropping these bombs for the rest of our lives, man. Don't worry about nothing.
And I hope to see you at Juggalo Day, man. The Malenko Show is going to be off the fucking chains.
Yep.
Hell yes. All right, Juggalos, that's going to wrap it up for us at Fago Lovers. We got Violent J and Shaggy Tito. This is Scotty D, and we're out.